Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Right now, we want to say good afternoon to our head coach, Dan Quinn, of our Atlanta Falcons. And we've had some time now to kind of digest what our Falcons were able to do in the draft. Coach, how are you doing? How are things?
Well, number one, it's awesome to be out with you guys, man. Things are good. We're kind of right into our, you know, training with the guys. And so we've been 3 weeks in with the veterans through a virtual program. We had a rookie mini camp over the weekend, believe it or not, online. And this week we're really dedicating 1 week just to the rookies. And then the following week we'll put everybody together just from the learning and getting connected. So, yeah, we're off to a good start with the guys.
All right, embrace the space. I saw the T-shirts, and that's, again, everybody's dealing with this new reality. So how does a coach coach when you can't actually be in contact physically with these dudes?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was hesitant at first, you know, to say, how are we going to connect? And, like, that's part of what I love most about coaching is, you know, being with guys. You're in the meeting room going through things, you know, watching the workouts. They're on the field going through stuff. But there's some things that have come through that maybe wouldn't have had we not, you know, had this time. We've had some guests come on, like some former players, not just Falcons players, heads of Falcons players, but also just within the whole brotherhood of the NFL, you know, sharing some time with other players. You know, take me through your routine. What was that like? You can imagine how valuable that would be for you as a current player to, you know, talk to, you know, on Hall of Fame players, like who would you invite to dinner, you know, to find out one of those kind of things. And so having that access to guys from around the league, that's been good. That would be something that we probably wouldn't have done. And I think the second space would be how much customized learning there is, you know, because now you can literally have one-on-one meetings as opposed to a, you know, group of six or eight, you know, think of O-line, you got 10 guys together. But think of those ones where, hey, maybe it's just, you know, Jake Matthews and Caleb McGarry together just talking about tackle play. And so all these little moments have added up to where there's some, you know, ways to say, all right, how can we do this part better? And that's what we're going to try to do until we get the green light, man. We're going to keep pushing in every way we can.
It is Dan Quinn joining us here on Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our chance to catch up with Coach after the draft, which actually went really well, Coach, by the way. We were shocked at how well-run it went with all the things that could have gone wrong. With that said, Marlon Davidson, we've talked about it. Mike and I have gone back and forth. Where do you best see him fitting in our defense, inside or outside? I know he's versatile. How do you see him?
Well, we'll start off at defensive tackle. And I think it's just because he's got that quickness to beat you to the punch. And so we'll definitely have some packages where we'll play him at defensive end, but, you know, kind of like we do with Alan Bailey some. But I would anticipate him, right, being in the middle of it all, you know, inside at defensive tackle. But we'll have some tactics to play him at end, too. But that's what's nice about a guy that's as versatile as him. But more than anything, just adding his kind of athleticism, toughness, and versatility to the group. I think you guys got a taste of it. Just, you know, his passion for football comes out like he loves it, man. It comes across so clear. So we're really pumped to add Marlon to the group.
It's DQ. Dan Quinn's with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline as we're dealing with virtual stuff, your OTAs,
yeah,
and the new guys.
Good way to say it. Yeah, virtual stuff.
Hey, so how high was AJ Terrell in your mind? I know that we were kind of in no man's land if we wanted to move up or move down, but he does fit press coverage. What do you like about him?
I think that's, you know, when you talk about him, one of the things that really jumps out, this is a real competitor. I mean, one that really wants to fight for it and battle. And so playing out on the outside, that's where so many of these battles take place, you know, when you're playing on the line of scrimmage. So he's got the length. and the size to play on the guys and keep working them that they have to get to releasing. So we'll feature him as the outside, you know, corner, and that's how, you know, we're going to, you know, head into him getting into to get started with us. But we love the competitiveness, the length, and of course the speed. So he's going to be a great fit for how we want to, you know, play out on the outside. So we're excited to add him.
Coach, since the last time we spoke to you, the team decided not to pick up Tack McKinley's fifth-year option. And I want to pose this, you know, in a respectful way. Does social media at all affect these kind of decisions? And how do you feel about guys and what they say on social media? Because with Tack, it's been questioned, you know. And I wonder if that plays a role in any of those decisions.
No, it certainly can't. And I think, you know, that's what's great about, you know, like playing football and being on a team sport. Like, it's so much fun, like, everybody's different, you know. We've got different tastes, different backgrounds, we're different ages, and so having, you know, being in a locker room, you know, just, you know, that's what makes it so much fun. Like, if everybody, you know, there's different interests in everything, so if everybody was exactly the same, it wouldn't be quite as much fun. So embracing those differences, that's what makes, you know, being on a team, you know, like such as ours, so much fun. So we expect him to have a great year. We really do. He's working his butt off. He's out in California now. He's got some rehab to finish up on, but we're very pleased with the progress that he's making, and he's aiming to have an excellent year, and we certainly see the same space for him. So that's where we're at with him, and like, just like a lot of the guys, man, they just so want to get going again, and that's the hardest part, you know, especially even for these rookies right now. Like, man, they just want to get here and get started with everybody, and all you can do is just own where we're at, man, throw a good kick-ass week, and then try to throw another one the next week. It feels like every time we try to look too far down the line, it just brings us right back to what we can control, is like just throwing a great week.
Dan Quinn's with us, guys, just talking about Tack. I know the shoulder has been an issue, and maybe if he's really, truly 100%, he can do it. How is Keanu Neal doing? I know Ricardo's getting back. I mean, that's almost like getting a free agent back if Keanu can give you everything you expect of him.
Yeah, and he's doing great. Just the running, the speed, the change of direction. He's hitting all the marks that you'd want to hit, but you know, I get to see videos of him. I don't get to see him every day, you know, because it's unusual. The players at the complex, the coaches, so he's getting to, you know, go through all the training and the rehab, which I think was the right call, you know, for the guys who are coming off of injuries, that they have space to continue on. And so I get to see him through the videos and where we're at and how he's doing, and he's doing a great job. So he looks like himself in terms of the speed and the change of direction and the cutting. So, you know, he's off to a good start, and he's another one of the guys that just can't wait to get going.
Coach, one of the things we've been talking about on our program is the communication on the defensive side. I know you've been a big proponent of this since you got here, being a defensive-minded guy. But what about Joe Witt, and specifically our secondary, and how you think that's going to improve with Joe back there now?
Well, I got to say, I've been really impressed with Joe. I didn't know Joe personally, but I knew of Joe. Like, he has an excellent reputation in the league, and he actually coached here for a year way back in the day. And so I knew about him, you know, from his time at Green Bay, obviously, and had an excellent run there. But then you talk to other players who had played for him, you know, guys like Woodson, who, you know, had such experience in there. It was the way, in terms of the preparation, that you heard guys speak. And, you know, Charles liked to look at tape in a really specific way, and here's what. And having Joe have the ability to articulate that to the guys has been excellent. So it's been especially fun for me to sit in on some of the meetings of the new coaches, and you know, them sharing time and being around the rookies. Like this past weekend, we had, you know, 3 days of meetings with just the rookies, and this week alone, it's just the rookies. So what an advantage for these guys to come in and be around someone like Joe, where the smallest of the details can make all the difference. And our job is to, what seems like it, you know, this big complex thing, the best coaches, amen, like, let's cut the fat and how do you make this easy? And Joe certainly has a way of doing that. So you know, real fortunate we have him here, Tosh Lupoy as well. He's also new on that side. So, you know, those two guys have certainly made a good impact. And it's challenging for them, too, to build some relationships without, you know, getting to see the guys in their own space, but they're doing an excellent job of that, and that part is coming together like I hope it would.
Dan Quinn's with us, guys, talking about the Falcons, our first chance to kind of debrief after the draft. Because as Carl said, Dan, that's the question we've been kind of getting into. What is this version of the Falcons defense going to look like? Because when you took it over in the second half of 16, you would occasionally dial up that corner blitz. I know you want to get pressure from the four down linemen, but is it a departure from what you brought from Seattle, or is there still the base is still the same?
Yeah, very much the base is still the same. And so we play a lot of single high defense. We play, you know, a lot of press on the line of scrimmage to challenge receivers. But however you get to pressure, and to me that's always the challenging piece, whether it's bringing an extra defender, getting there with four. Obviously, it's always preferable with four. You know, you got an extra defender to go. But more than anything, having the ability to create pressure, that's a big piece of it. Having the ability to create takeaways, that's a big piece of it, and then the scoring defense. So those are the things that you nailed. You know, having pressure, creating takeaways, which oftentimes can come from the pressure, and then that scoring defense. And so this group, they're putting in work. You know, I'm watching, you know, on, you know, the things that we're going for now, their connection together. We've added some pieces to the group on defense especially. So it's been great to see their connection, you know, continue, you know, through this offseason.
It is Dan Quinn. Guys, a few more things with Coach before we let him go. As the virtual offseason continues, and Coach talking about rookie minicamp last weekend and having all this stuff online, it is different, and he's not as hands-on, but he's not the only one. I mean, all the coaches around the league are with the same challenges. Coach, what about Kaminsky? We call him the Kaminsky, because when Mike and I talked to him last year, we were having some fun with him. The kid's got a great personality. What's the circumstances with John Kaminsky and what you expect to do with him?
Well, I think, number one, you were right earlier to say, like, you know, this is all new territory for all of us. So, like, in the history of the NFL, this has never happened exactly to have, you know, not in this space. But what kind of does crank me up is that everybody's under the same guidelines, man. And so this is the opportunities for teams like us to, you know, because of our connection with one another, to move ahead and find this progress. So, and being able to adapt. So, guys like Kaminsky, you know, they've built this relationship with guys like Bailey and Davidson and Grady. And so for those guys going into year two, that's usually, you know, a pretty good jump that takes place during that space. You know, years one to two and two to three, there's a lot of growing that takes place for an NFL player. And quite often it happens a lot at the line of scrimmage. You know, those guys are, you know, learning how to play offensive and defensive line in the NFL. And so for guys like Kaminsky and McGarry and Lindstrom, you know, who are going to make this jump and this move, they're going to be significant parts, you know, of where we're headed.
And one last question for me, Coach. I know we asked you before the draft about what about offensive line. What's it going to be like at left guard? Like a wrestling battle royal? Six men enter, one man leaves? How's that going to roll?
Yeah, Thunderdome. I like it. Well, I would say, number one, we're fully expecting great competition there. We've added some players in. We've also, you know that Mac Dono is somebody that we want to look at that space. So we'll get some better feel for things once we get back on the field. But we do have a couple of people, you know, kind of looking at the space from, you know, guard and center or guard and tackle. And that is one spot that we're definitely wanting to dig in on. We know that's, you know, one area that we wanted to address, and we're certainly planning to have great competition at that spot. So the person that's going to, you know, emerge there as that person will have really been tested. And so it'll be a good fight for that.
Coach, for the last 7 weeks, last thing, Mike and I on this show, we've contemplated, like I'm sure you have with the coaches and everybody, you know, that you talk to, about where we're headed. I just want to get a gut feeling from you. We're going to have football in the fall. You feel like it? You feel like that's where we're going?
I totally do. And I'm really excited about that, to be honest with you, because I feel like you guys got a sense of it in the draft, and I think we all do, but just covering, you know, being a part of football and our importance to the country and, you know, how much it means to all of us, I think we've got a lot of really smart people that are working their ass off to find the best solutions and the best answers. So what I can do from our end is control, you know, our team getting totally ready to let it rip. And so that's what, you know, my focus is going to be on, because I fully intend on us throwing a hell of a season and one of our most special in a long time. So the players are putting work in for that, and I want to make sure that we're staying on course and controlling the things that we can, which is when that, you know, when the go happens, that, you know, we're at the front of that list because of the work that we've put in during this time.
Coach, thank you so much. As always, appreciate you jumping on with us. I know, you know, it's not the norm, but you're busy, and so we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, and I heard you guys talking some baseball before we get in, and I hope that gets organized in basketball. So, like everybody, man, we all miss it. So I'm hoping that everybody finds their own unique ways to make sure that some of the things to that we all love watching and competing and going for, that we all find a path to get back to that.
We missed a distraction. By the way, we didn't get the debrief on the Fury. It seems like Carl, doesn't it seem like a year ago we were out there for the Fury Wilder fight?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're a big I know you're a big fan of boxing, Coach. Man, you want to see that rematch, or did Fury show you everything you needed to see?
You know what? I want to see it because at that point, I was very impressed by Fury on that night. Just the way he went after it, just the way that he went after it. You know, he's a big guy himself, but that he just wasn't going to allow one person's strength to be their strength. And so I hope they get a chance to figure out how to have a rematch. I know certainly the fans would like to see it, so I'm hopeful they'll find a way to do that. But, yeah, because I've always enjoyed watching Wilder fight. I love his aggression. I love just, you know, the toughness that he brings, the violent swings that he has. So it's I'd love to see it again. I would.
All right, DQ. Thank you so much, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one. See you.
You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.